So let's begin thinking about that motto verse and the first half there, hopefully on the screen. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him. So here's the easy question to begin with. Who is the living stone? Yes, Gloria. Jesus, that's right. He's the living stone. Sounds a bit strange, doesn't it? Think of a stone. Can you think of anything more lifeless than a stone? A plant, or a tree, or a flower? They all have life, don't they? But a stone is lifeless. But here we are talking about the living stone. So why does Peter describe Jesus as the living stone? Well, that the living stone. Why the living stone?
Maybe he gives life.
Maybe he gives life. Yes, that's right. Maybe he is alive, isn't he? He is the risen Lord. He was crucified, but then 3 days later raised to life. He's the living Lord, and as George says, he gives life. As we come to him, we become living stones. He's the source of life. He is the one who gives that gift of spiritual life. So being the living stone seems a bit of a contradiction in terms, but that's how he's described. And how has this living stone been treated? That's a question. I'm hoping for an answer. How is the living stone being treated? Yes, Isaac, Jacob even. That's right, rejected by people. And that's what happened, wasn't it? Jesus was rejected as Messiah. People didn't want him to be their king. They crucified him. And that still happens today. People reject Jesus. They don't want him as their king. But as Jacob said, also chosen by God and precious to him. Chosen as God's number one agent. Chosen to be that God-sent rescuer. The first Christmas, and precious to God, of great value to God. God didn't send Jesus to earth because he didn't want him. He sent him even though he was very precious to him. Now, Peter is writing to Christians who are under pressure, Christians who are being looked down on by everybody else, being thought of as foolish and stupid for believing in Jesus. And perhaps that's us sometimes. So how reassuring to be told that Jesus himself was rejected by people, but chosen by God. Don't be too worried about what people think of you, because Jesus was rejected by people. And yet all the time, he and all who belong to him are precious to God. Peter wants them to know that although people might be heaping abuse upon them, that through Jesus, they are the ones who are on the right side of history. They are the precious ones. Now, our verse began with, as you come to him, didn't it? As you come to him. And that sounds as if it's following on from something else. Well, it is. Just in the previous verse, Peter has been urging them to crave pure spiritual milk. In other words, to be eager for more and more the spiritual food of God's word. And I wonder, can you see the connection? As we come to Christ's word, we are coming to Christ himself. Well, isn't that marvelous? We can't see Jesus today, but we meet him here in his word. That's it's not something we do just once and that's it. No, we don't just come to Jesus once. Remember, Peter's writing to those who are already Christians, and he's urging them to keep on coming to Jesus as they go on receiving his word. Well, what a great goal. What a great ambition for 2023. To be those who keep on coming to Jesus again and again and again as we go on drinking in his word, whether that's on a Sunday or by ourselves or in a home group. In 2023, let's be those living stones that are repeatedly coming to the living stone. Well, let's read our verse again. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house. So as we come to Jesus, something is happening. Who is doing the building? Who's doing the building?
God.
God is doing the building, isn't he? Yes. God has got his hat on, hard hat on. This is God's building project. God is a man building a person. It's a house. It's not me who's the builder. It's not you who's the builder. It's not the leadership team who's the builder. It's God who is the builder. And who are the stones? Who are the bricks in this house? Us. That's right. Yes, people like you and me. God is building us into a spiritual house. Now, in the Old Testament, the spiritual house, the temple, was a great big building there in the middle of Jerusalem. And it symbolized, it represented God's presence, God being with his people. It's where you went to meet with God. But now Peter's not talking about bricks, is he? Not talking about that sort of building, but people. He says, as you come to Jesus, God is building you into a new temple. Not a stone building, but a group of people amongst whom God is living. And those two things go together. As you come to Jesus, we are being built into a spiritual house. So joining a church is not another decision that you make after you become a Christian. I've become a Christian. Let's now think about joining a church. No, it's as someone comes to Jesus that they are part of the church. Let me tell you how I used to answer the question. If you're a Christian, do you have to go to church? Sort of question vicars sometimes get asked, you know, if you don't become a Christian. I've got to go to church, like in the small print there somewhere. Well, I used to say that church is like a family gathering. The sort of thing that many of us have experienced over the last few days. And if someone is not there, if a particular relative never turns up at the family gatherings, then something is wrong, isn't it? Somebody has fallen out with somebody. And so it is for a Christian who doesn't go to church. But I don't think that quite matches what Peter is saying here. If someone comes to Jesus, they are part of the church. It's not an optional extra. After all, this is God's great building project through all of human history. This is the reason the cornerstone was laid. This is the reason Jesus died. If someone's not involved in their local church, then have they really come to Christ at all? Peter sees those two things as inseparable. So as we come to Christ in 2023, we expect God to be building us into his dwelling place, more and more in the coming year. No Christian can say, I've got my relationship with God. I don't need to bother with church. Sure, it might be hard sometimes. As living stones, we rub up against each other, and we might not fit together too easily. We might sometimes feel that we want to get away from all those other living stones. Thank you very much. But we are part of God's project. As we come to Jesus, God is building us together. People today see themselves more and more as separate individuals, more and more an individual mindset. But we cannot be individualistic Christians. And let's remember it is Jesus who is the foundation stone. The church is built upon Jesus and what he's done for us. That foundation is laid, doesn't have to be repeated, doesn't have to be replaced. But you can't build a church on anyone else other than Jesus and what he's done for us. We are only a church when we are built on him as our foundation, when he is at the center. So in 2023, will we share in God's building project? Will we be eager to be built together? The church is God's support network for every Christian, every believer. We live in a increasingly godless and secular culture. So how are we going to survive? Well, I am convinced that the sheer simplicity of committing to meeting together as God's people on a Sunday in a small group is absolutely vital for surviving in a secular age. The rampant individualism of our culture says, you be you, me be me. No place for sacrificing self for the sake of others. It says, cut the negative people out of your life so that you are free to flourish. And the danger is that we absorb something of that attitude, content with a cozy circle of friends whose lifestyles fit our own. But we must run away, run from that, run to do the opposite. Jesus didn't cut the negative people out of his life. That's exactly the sort of people that he died for. And it's that level of commitment that we are to give to each other as God's temple, living stones like the living stone. Here are some of the things that the New Testament says about our attitude to one another as part of the temple that God is building. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Live in harmony with one another. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Will we make that commitment in 2023? No matter how annoying or frustrating that home group member might be, it won't always be easy. It will mean going against the grain of human nature. But if it is the house, the family that God wants to build, that Jesus died for, then building those long-term relationships will be vital. It will be costly. It might mean cutting down on weekends away. It might mean foregoing the holiday home. It might mean setting aside our pet projects, for the project that God is building. It will mean doing life together, not keeping each other at arm's length, sharing meals when it's easier not to, sharing self when we're tired and grumpy. But such a community is wonderfully attractive. The bitter fruit of rampant individualism is loneliness and insecurity. So a church where relationships are deep and real will be increasingly attractive. I think of Pippa. She wasn't a believer. She was a rather militant atheist, in fact. But she could see in St. John's something of the family that she did not have. You also, like living stones, are being built together into a spiritual house. In 2023, let's roll up our sleeves and get involved in God's building project here at St. John's. Mm-hmm.